old path, where the good way is. Timeless truth from the Bible, Christian teaching, thought and meditations from prior times, read by missionary to Africa, James Robinet.
A meditation on Psalm 86, verse 5, "For you, O Lord, are good and forgiving, abounding in steadfast love to all who call upon you," by Thomas Goodwin. Mercy is the nature of God. He is, by his own inclination, a most gracious and merciful God, disposed and ready to forgive. His mercy is included in his purpose and in the resolutions of his will. It is the delight of his soul, the first cause of our salvation, and opens a wide door for hope and faith to enter. As Hebrews studies faith, study the mercies of God also as your example, your meditation, and your pleadings with God. God has published these and has intended them to be a foundation for our own faith. God's mercy and grace come directly from his heart and run with a straight, direct, and natural stream. The proclamation of his grace excels, and he professes a pardon to all sorts of iniquities, transgressions, and sins, which he knew and foresaw that the sons of men would commit. Oh, the riches of his grace! There are two grand pillars of truth revealed in the Old Testament: God's promise of Christ and the manifesto of God's gracious nature. What guilty but broken heart would not be encouraged to come to such a God? But there should be no delay if God is near and greatly present to the soul. This is the most acceptable time for praying for all that a believing soul desires. Moses entreated the Lord from God's free mercy, Numbers 14, verse 18. David also sought his free compassion and mercy, Psalm 86, verse 15. Moses sought to know God's ways from this root, Exodus 34, verse 6. Jeremiah also, and the prophets, played this string, Jeremiah 32, verse 18. This is a main article in the Old Testament creed and the sweetest sermon ever preached, and by God himself. It is the highest subject, the richest text, and the most renowned description of the nature of God. The Lord God, merciful and gracious, slow to anger, and abounding in loving kindness.